None but the hungry heart. 10:9. Home free. Hath made us alive together with Christ. Ephesians 2:5. The Father has placed us in his very heart, and he intends for our heart to find its place there. Think of the fast embrace with which I find myself held, right to the heart of my Father, when I discern my position in his beloved Son. Grace, absolute sovereign grace, has set me free there, to show its exceeding riches throughout time and eternity. What could effort of mine have done in this matter? What can failure of mine undo? The first action of the Spirit in the soul for growth is to assure you of the Father's love for you. And then you are not thinking about yourself or your own state, but of him. Though, no doubt, you will be greatly exercised as to know how you are answering to that love. Now you know you have a living bond with the Lord Jesus. You are linked with him in spirit, and a new interest altogether is awakened in your heart. It is with him you are occupied. If I have lost the world and its things, what have I gained? I have a person, and the love of that person for my heart. And when I think of who that person is, and how he has brought divine love to me, and how he draws my heart to himself in an ineffable scene of divine affections, I begin to taste divine satisfaction. The Lord Jesus, by his death, has undertaken to remove all my unsuitability, and by that death I am entitled to be with the Father and the Son as one set free from all that attached me as a child of fallen Adam. It is a love which has removed for its own satisfaction everything that I am morally, as of the race of Adam, so that I might be free in the presence of that love. Hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6.